is now calling October 7th their own 9/11. What do you make of that comparison? And do you see similarities or parallels to how the Israelis are responding?
Waking up that morning, that Saturday morning on October 7th, it's never a good day on this planet. So I think I understand all the initial responses, and I understand the response and the desire for revenge. Having gone through that time and seen all the mistakes we made, as you said, by first invading Afghanistan, then invading Iraq, for what?
Do you worry that the Israeli government may similarly use October 7th as a pretext to take over more of Gaza, to expand in the West Bank, or maybe go to war with Iran? Could this moment of horror and fear turn into an opportunistic moment for something else?
I'm guessing just the polls I've seen out of Israel, Netanyahu has to go. What was he doing? Had they pulled the army back? Why? We know one reason they were pulled back into the West Bank was to support the settlers and their violence against the Palestinians. He's going to have to answer for this. It's not going to go well for him. And I think that it's very hard to trust things that are coming out of his administration. The slaughter that we're witnessing now is so, I don't know how to put words to it, frankly, what's happened the last few nights, but really what's happened the last few decades. I, as an American, I'm helping to fund that. The United States is the bank.
What do you do? What should the U.S. be doing?
I think, you know, most Americans have no problem with making sure that there are no more Israelis killed and providing for the defense. But that's really not what's going on right now. How do you justify the slaughter of children? Children. And some of these nights, half of the dead, half of the wounded are children. What are we getting back? What are we trying to do? What did the children do? And how are we defending Israel by having more dead children? Anybody who can't say right now, you know, especially people who say, oh, I support Israel and I will, you know, defend Israel, and then support and fund the massacre of innocent civilians and children. You have no credibility then when you say that you support Israel. You know, Israeli friends say to me, we get that what's really behind this, either politically or militarily wise. The United States has been using Israel in that way for many, many years.
Has the media learned a lesson? Have we learned a lesson from before?
Still don't hear anybody in the media. Whenever something comes out of Netanyahu's mouth, whatever his government is saying, it should also be have the caveat attached to it. We have not been able to independently confirm what Benjamin Netanyahu is saying. And so we're in the fog of all this right now, and we don't know a lot of what, but everything that he and his government, very right-wing government, has been saying and doing must be treated with a lot of skepticism.
How have people's perceptions been influenced by the way the media has framed this?
Well, I think very much so. But again, the majority of Americans don't support the slaughter. When you say the word war, what is defined war? There was an attack on October 7th that was reprehensible. And so people have a right to defend themselves. But that's not what's going on now. If you're killing children in my name with my money, that's not a war to defend yourself. That looks like something else. That looks like that there's a group of people, 2 to 2.5 million people that are being pushed, as they say, into the sea or into the desert to get rid of them in some way. Certainly is what it looks like. And you can't wake up every morning and see the bodies of these dead children being pulled from the rubble.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of what Netanyahu is doing was very similar to what Bush was doing. He messed up. Bush paid no attention. They knew an attack was going to happen. They didn't prepare for it. I'm weirdly optimistic. Maybe I shouldn't be. But I just don't think Netanyahu and his gang are going to get away with this. And I think that the slaughter will end, and maybe not soon enough.